Be patient and faithful with our promise. In today's society, we witness more and more people, many people who are unfaithful with their promises to God and others. Apostasy, laicization, divorce, parents forsake their baby, children kill their parents. There are many reasons that cause these tragedies, but there are two marked reasons, which are selfishness and having no fear of God. Today's readings give some reasons that lead to unselfishness and some necessary virtues to help people to be faithful to God and others. In the first reading, St. James emphasized the virtue of patience in suffering so that people can live with others while they wait for God's second coming. Perseverance is a necessary way for people to show their love for God and others. In the gospel, the Pharisees wanted to test Jesus to see if he had a different teaching with Moses about divorce. Jesus straightforwardly answered them that the law that prohibits divorce is the divine law, which was established from the beginning and is unchanged. The reason why Moses permitted divorce, was due to the stubbornness of people, not of God's law. If people fear God, they shall not dare to do this. Analysis, reading 1. Be patient and steadfast, since the last day is coming. Be prepared by acquiring virtues. St. James used the image of the farmer during their waiting time for the harvest. They must fertilize their land, prune branches, kill insects, so trees shall give more and good fruits. Similarly, for human beings, they not only wait patiently for the second coming of Christ, but also persevere in prayers and acquire all necessary virtues. St. James listed two things the faithful must do in today's passage. 1. To live in harmony with others. People used to take themselves as the standard to judge others, though it is very nearsighted and unjust. The best way that helps people to live in harmony with others is never to judge those whom they have no responsibility. This way also helps them not to be judged by God, because for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and the measure you give will give the measure you get. He advised his faithful, "Do not grumble, brethren, against one another, that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the doors." To imitate the prophet's life, St. James advised people to imitate the prophet's faithfulness. As an example of suffering and patience, brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we call those happy who were steadfast. The prophets don't fear to receive bad results from speaking of the truth, even people's hatred and persecution. Moreover, since people aren't easy to change, they must be patient in waiting for people to change and to help people to reconcile with God. The meaning of suffering. St. James reminded people of the story of Job. God let Satan persecute Job to see if he was faithful in serving him. Job triumphed over all Satan's trials and was faithful to God to the end. He rewarded Job bountifully because of his perseverance. Moreover, according to St. James and St. Paul, suffering makes people who used to suffer become perfect. Nothing can shake their faith. About swearing, James repeated what Christ taught his disciples. Does Christ prohibit people to swear under any situation? According to the passage, he doesn't prohibit it, but emphasize the fact that people must speak the truth. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, that you may not fall under condemnation. Therefore, once people say yes to God or to others, they must keep their word even though they must sacrifice or lose their body. To the people who are always faithful to their words, swearing is useless. And to the people who aren't afraid, who aren't faithful to their words, swearing is also useless because they don't intend to honor them. Gospel. Choose a loyal spouse. Choosing a loyal spouse. The problem of divorce. It happens everywhere and in all generations. It isn't a new problem or only occurring in modern countries. Jesus' answer is clear, and the church follows his teaching. Many people ask, why does the church permit divorce if it is God's law? We need to differentiate two things. First, the ideal which God wants people to attain. This ideal never changes, and in reality, many couples reach this ideal when they are loyal with each other until death, then they must overcome countless sufferings. Secondly, weakness and sins prevent people from reaching this ideal. When people fail to reach this ideal, it isn't meant that God's ideal can't be reached or his law is wrong, but people must be humble and recognize their weaknesses and sins and repent. Why does the church absolve marriage? The church annuls marriages because of human weakness and sins. There are many reasons for annulments. In general, people aren't studied or despise the sacrament of matrimony. For example, first, parents, due to their desire of power, fame, or wealth, forced their child to marry one whom he or she didn't like. In this case, their child lacks the freedom to marry. Secondly, people married without proper intention, such as to marry in order to be settled in a foreign country, or to have money or any wrong intention. In most of these cases, the church absolves their marriages due to the lack of form, which means they didn't follow the church's laws. Therefore, their marriages aren't sacramental. Lastly, they didn't carefully find out about each other before their marriages. For example, they married the one who is hindered to marry, the one who has not the same religion, etc. In order to have a successful marriage, people need to pay attention to the following advice. Before getting married, they must carefully select their spouse. Pay special attention to the spouse's reverence of God. Don't marry with the married people, those who are not in the same religion. After marriage, both of them must practice their religion and faithfully receive the sacraments, especially the sacraments of Eucharist and Reconciliation, because these sacraments give them strength to endure sufferings. In the case of people who are divorced, they need God's grace to overcome their loneliness and fleshly desires. Application in life. Sufferings can't be lacking in life. They are the means for us to show our faithful love for God and others. When God commands us to do anything, he equips us with means to do it. We need to trust him and do what he teaches us, to acquire virtues daily and to use all graces which God bestows through the sacraments. If we are faithful to God, he is faithful to us, but if we betray him, he shall not receive us in the last day.